I'll close with one last illustration. How does God save? And that is, this illustration's from a little book I read by Mary Jones, Parables of the Welsh Farm Life. It's a beautiful book. But she says, one day, a sheep is in a field and it sees the grass greener on the other side. And so it walks off, but it doesn't realize it goes off a precipice, off a cliff, and falls down. And it's stranded there. It lands on a precipice further down. All it's got below is a drop. It can't reach above. The sheep starts bleeding and crying. The next day, he sees on the other side the farmer walk past with the sheep. The sheep cries out. The farmer, the shepherd, I should say, takes a glance and looks away as if he's ignoring it. Doesn't save. The next day, it happens again. The sheep's crying out. The shepherd passes by, just gives it a casual glance, almost as if he's not seen it, as if he doesn't care, and carries on. But eventually, this little sheep gets to the point of starvation. He gets desperate. Then it makes this ever so tender bleat, this desperate bleat of desperation. The farmer passes. That's the sound he's been waiting, the sound of desperation. The shepherd, he goes up, he lowers himself by the ropes, he takes the sheep, and the shepherd takes it home with him. Now, why didn't he move in sooner? Well, if he'd gone in while the sheep had some strength, then the sheep may have tried to jump at the shepherd, or done something and fallen off and plunged to its death. But the shepherd waited till the point of desperation and went down. And why did the farmer risk his life? To save a little sheep. Well, the answer given was, once he hears that bleat, it pricks his heart. And he can't resist. And listen, God can't resist the cry of a desperate sinner who wants him alone. And this caused faith to work through love, a faith that clings to him. So I encourage you, make sure you have the faith that works through love. Look at the love of God. You see, this is what motivates us. We love him because he first loved us. Consider how much Christ loves us.